coming down to the check or scrutiny of the document, general scrutiny as far as completeness of the document and compliance of the document is concerned, there is a document, each and every document required to be checked. Invoice, there is a separate checklist. The bill of lading, there is a separate checklist. Certificate of origin, there is a separate checklist. Wait list, there is a separate checklist. Like that, for each and every document is to be seen from the compliance point of view. For that, there are certain checklists. But for all these documents, there is also a general checklist while doing the scrutiny of these documents, which confirms that whether all the document in full set as per the LC terms have been received or not, document had been presented before the expiry date or not, and all the documents are dated subsequent to the date of issue of LC. Otherwise, the LC date will be different, and prior to that documents are prepared. That means these documents are considered as a stale document. Then bill of exchange check whether it is drawn on the person which is indicated in the LC, that is applicant, and it is duly signed by the beneficiary of the credit. Then drawing is within the LC amount or not, that is value of the bills and value of the letter of credit, whether it is well within that amount which is mentioned in that or not. Sometimes it may be increased, sometimes there will be reduction. Reduction is fine, but if it is more than what the amount mentioned in the LC, this LC will be considered as a discrepant and not acceptable, and document payment may be refused also. Of course, there is a provision of 5% plus minus that has to be incorporated in the LC itself. Then in that case, if it is well within 5% over and above the value of the LC, then it can be accepted and not can be considered as a discrepancy. Then amount in words and figures may be different. Okay. Then subscription, superscription regarding the drawing under the letter of credit has been made and the bill must have been issued and stamped. These are some of the general checks. And these general checks are pertaining to the invoice, bill of lading, or airway bill, insurance document, certificate of analysis, weightment, or maybe certificate of origin, etc. Okay, all other documents which are stipulated in letter of credit are verified to ensure that they are issued by the authorities which are specified in the letter of credit. They contain the details which are required by the letter of credit. For the matter relating to the documentary collection, the commercial terms, Incoterms, the importers are likely to be converted into the brochure stating that International Chamber of Commerce, Paris, you refer to that like that it is mentioned, which is not for serving the purpose. That is why there should be a clear clarity in respect of the document which will be received. Coming down to, after preparation of the document, coming down to the further step of handling the document is a recording. When, after issuance of the LC, advising the LC, the goods have been shipped, documents are prepared, documents are submitted to beneficiary by the beneficiary, to the beneficiary bank, and those documents have been dispatched, and we being at the importer's bank, we have received the document. As soon as the document are received, what is the first stage? That is recording. Document, as soon as it is opened, cover is opened, it should be stamped, date and sign and time marked, so as to determine when the documents are received, at what time it was received, and who has received. This stamp should consist of these three information. Then, immediately after receipt of the document, send an acknowledgement message to the bank from whom you have received the document. Then, within 5 banking days after receipt of the document, you have to confirm in consultation with your importer whether the document have been accepted or document have been rejected by the importer, and it must be conveyed within 5 banking days to the bank who has submitted the document. If you fail to communicate for the acceptance or rejection of the document, and unfortunately if you are rejected, and if you do not communicate it, it will be considered by other bank that it has been accepted, then your rejection has got no value. And it is time bound activity, that is within 5 banking days from the date of receipt of the document. Okay, on 10th day, bill should be delinked. That means foreign currency liability will be converted into Indian rupee liability. Either if it is drawn at site and drawn under letter of credit, on 10th day, payment has to go to the beneficiary bank. So after receipt of the document from the overseas supplier's bank, the importer's bank will scrutinize the document to verify the extent of correctness as per the terms of LC. Now, banker have scrutinized all these things and they are okay with it. Now the time comes to present that document to the drawee, that is importer. Bank has received the document. Now the document should then be presented to the drawee, or it may be importer, either physically or by intimating them by sending the intimation letter to him. This intimation should give the minimum required information, which consists of amount of bill or document in foreign currency in which bill is drawn, as well as it is rupee equivalent at the prevailing exchange rate or at the rate which is fixed by booking the forward contract. Then pending retirement of the bill, the banker should follow for the steamer arrival notice, that is cargo arrival notice, as published in the newspaper or issued by the steamship companies. Discrepant and irregular document. What treatment should be given? You have given it to the customer. Customer agrees, accepted. Communication is sent. Thereafter, in case the document has been found to be descriptive, then the scrutiny reveals that discrepancy is there, then it is deviation from the LC terms, in spite of which the documents have been negotiated by the overseas correspondent, possibly under reserve, again an indemnity is required to be furnished by the exporter beneficiary, and the fact should be immediately communicated to the drawee or importer. If he agrees to honor the bill, then this deviation can be lifted and the confirmation should be sent to the overseas bank. When customer refuses to honor the bill because of the discrepancies or deviation or consequent to the refusal of the drawee, should at once be informed to the overseas correspondent who is negotiated the document. Now, coming down to understand the payment of import bills. Basic principles of effecting the import bill payment is that the payment for the import should be made under the exchange control regulation in force only in permitted method. Mode of payment. How it is to be paid? Prescribed under the exchange control regulation that payment of the bill, import bill, should be recovered in rupee by debit to the customer's or importer's account with the bank, or by cross check drawn on other bank. Then conversion of the foreign currency into rupee should be made at the exchange rate which is ruling as on date, or if any forward contract is booked, that rate will be applied and the receipt of the payment of the import in cash is not permissible. Okay, these are some of the things. We have retired the bill, now payment has been made. Now coming down to another aspect and another regulations of the import related to the import document, LCA and all other things, okay. General guidelines as stipulated, I am repeating it again in this chapter also because they are very important. One, time limit for settlement of the import payment. Time limit. Remittance against the import should be completed not later than 6 months from the date of shipment. That was already informed to you also in other chapters also. Then, banks are permitted the settlement of the import dues delayed due to the disputes beyond 6 months also due to the financial difficulty, dispute in the quality of the goods, etc., or interest in respect of the delayed payment, usance bill or overdue interest for the period less than 3 years from the date of shipment may be considered by the bank while sending the remittances. Then bank may also allow the payment of the interest on usance bill at the LIBOR rate. At the LIBOR rate. Now LIBOR is not there. So appropriate reference rate is prescribed to levy and make the payment if it is not explicitly mentioned by the supplier of the goods or the bill covering schedule. In case of the prepayment of the usance import bill, much before the due date, prepayment means much before the due date of the import, any import bill is paid, the unexpired usance period's interest, unexpired usance period's interest should be deducted from the proceeds to be sent to the overseas bank and at the rate which is called as appropriate reference rate of that currency in which the bills are drawn is to be applied for that. In respect of the deferred payment arrangement, that is longer period arrangement, that is called deferred payment, longer period arrangement, including the supplier's credit and buyer's credit, providing the payment beyond the stipulated 6 months from the date of shipment to a period less than 3 years are treated as a trade credit. That means on the date of making the payment or due date, if customer or importer doesn't have the funds and he requests at least 1 week prior to that due date that I don't have the funds, either you make the payment or you arrange the payment for me under buyer's credit, then bank will arrange funding from overseas borrowing only to the extent of the amount of bill which is pending or due for the payment, and to that extent it will make the payment. It will make the payment. By doing so, the interest charges and all other things, he should be agree for that. Okay. Then time limit for import of books. As I said earlier also, there is no time limit stipulated under FEMA for time limit for books, books which are imported. Okay. As and when it will be sold, that time it will be, payment will be made. Now, delivery of shipping document. Shipping document are more important document because against this document, the goods will be, possession of the goods will be taken by the importer. While delivering the shipping documents on the receipt of the payment for the relative bill, banker should ensure that delivery is made to the importer who holds the import license, or there is no import license, he himself is taking care of delivery of the goods. Endorsement on the LC. On receipt of the bills drawn under letter of credit together with the relative shipping document, the amount thereof in case of part shipment, what is the amount of bills have been received that has to be endorsed on the backside of the LC. Backside of the LC, and LC should be kept in the custody, or it may, copy may be retained and original may be given to the beneficiary. beneficiary, that is supplier of the goods. Both foreign currency as well as in rupee amount is required to be mentioned while endorsing it, which also stipulate that what is the balance left out in that letter of credit. Okay. Now, exchange control copy of license. Yeah, on that license we have clearly discussed in the in earlier chapter also, that endorsement is required on the license. At the time of opening the letter of credit, one endorsement is required to be done. And at the time of making the payment, another endorsement clearly marking what is the amount to be remitted, amount remitted and all, that has to be marked on the license. If license is on the completely utilized, then original license can be held by the authorized dealer bank and it should not be returned to the importer. But if the same is not expired and also there is a balance, then original should be given back to them, back to the client, that is importer, and the copy should be retained by the bank. Okay. Then surrender to RBI keeping with the AD bank. There is no requirement of surrendering any copy of the any copy of the license to Reserve Bank of India. AD banks are permitted to keep it with them till the date RBI inspectors come to their office, and during the course of their regular inspection by RBI, they should verify the surrendered license copy by the importer to the bank. Then returning to the importer. As I have explained, if fully it is utilized the license, then there is no need to give it back to the customer or importer. If it is partially utilized and there is partially utilized and there is still balance available, then it has to be given to the client, that is importer. Cancellation of the endorsement. Many times it so happens that LC is open and LC is not acceptable to the beneficiary bank. So a refusal message has received. And unnecessary we have made utilization for the opening the letter of credit and endorsement of the license. Then in that case, if such a message is received back, AD banks are permitted to reverse the endorsement which they have made on the license. Now, import packing credit. This is another mean of financing to the importer. Packing credit. Generally, packing credit, we know for the export purpose, we are giving the packing credit. But in import also, in certain countries, not in our countries, the packing credit facility may be made available to the importers. The drawee of the import bill drawn under LC may on occasion fails to honor the bill against the payment. And in view of this, the urgency of his need of the relative goods for manufacturer or producer destined to the export, any request by the banker to deliver the shipping documents to him against the trust receipt. Customer doesn't, importer may not be having the funds. Then bank says, okay, you give the copy to us, we will take delivery of the goods. We will take delivery of the goods under trust receipt. We will keep in our godown, in our lock and key. Such a proposal may be entertained only when the banker, on verification of the documentary evidence, is satisfied that the imports are of raw material and end product for the export. The importer draws the possession of the he is in possession of the firm valid and export order, and given the facility may be reasonably expected to be able to execute the order and repay the bank its dues. He is sufficiently creditworthy for this purpose. While doing so, there is a risk involved in this import packing credit. What are those risk elements? These risk elements is a breach of the trust on the part of the importer. Perhaps he may not pay it. or failure to pay on the part of the complete manufacturer, and consequently it is execute the export order. If the goods imported are specifically intended for the particular manufacturer, these will be limited use, and if at all, if not used for the manufacturer, that will be readily sellable, involving the lockup and the bank's funds. That is why liquidity is required to be ascertained, whether in worst scenario, if the goods are not exported which are imported, they can sell into the open market, generate the cash, and then make the payment of import bills. Coming down to another aspect is the destruction of the goods while in the process of manufacturing due to the fire. So insurance should be there. Okay. In respect of the trust deceit, options and terms for the importer are very much important. When the goods are released on trust, bank have a trust in importer. So what bank does? They are asking the importer to come to the office and sign the trust receipt. Everything is in favor of bank, it will have been done. Then when the document arrives, whether under documentary credit or DP payment or terms, or maybe importer is obliged to effect the payment against the release of this document from the bank. And if the importer does not wish to effect the payment, he can use the import financing provided by the bank under the trust receipt arrangement. Once the importer's application for the trust receipt facilities has been approved by the bank, then trust receipt agreement has been entered into by way of executing the letter of hypothecation, and that will be signed by both the parties, and the bank will have set a credit limit which is determined by the importer's 3 C's, character, capital and capacities. With this goodwill, the credit limit will be set for it for making the payment. Options and terms for the importer. Bank then becomes the new creditor, effecting the payment on behalf of the importer after execution of the trust and importer to the exporter overseas, and under the trust receipt facilities, reducing the credit limit as the facility is used. Cash credit facility can also be granted to the importer. The occasion is if the importer fails to honor the bill drawn on him under the letter of credit against the payment on which presentation, consignment may, at the request of or under advice to him, be cleared and stored by the bankers so as to avoid the warfarin or delayed clearance. There will be hefty duty will be charged if the goods are not cleared. So bank gets it cleared, stored in the godown, and against that they will set up a limit for making the payment of this. If the duty, if any, payable on the consignment, it is not paid at the time of clearance of the goods are stored in the bonded warehouse, because it is customs warehouse, and when it is released, that time only the custom duty is required to be paid. In other cases, the storage is made in the banker's own godown or in the godown of the central or state warehousing corporation. These goods are required to be insured so as to fire, theft, burglary and all other things, risk is there, so as to protect from that kind of risk. And if the goods stores are in the godown or of the central or state warehousing corporation, the insurance is automatically provided by the corporation, and the insurance premium is including its rent is charged to the storage. Friends, with this we have completed our discussion on the import, certain specific process of establishing the LC, other means of financing import, and various regulation about the scrutiny, advising of LC, receipt of the document, scrutiny of the document, which is very important, from the time norms within which discrepancies will be intimated, etc., etc. So many other things we have discussed. Okay, I hope you understood clearly the gamut of the import under letter of credit. And thank you very much. With this note, see you then. Bye.